This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony. Addressing the gathering at WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said over the years, everyone have seen yoga reaching every corner of the world.
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है। योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य, संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है। बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने-कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है। मैं योग के प्रचार और विकास में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देने वाले हर व्यक्ति की सराहना करता हूं।
On the occasion, Prime Minister, along with Director General WHO Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, inaugurated the new WHO Southeast Asia Regional Office Complex in Delhi, which will also house the WHO India Country Office, marking a significant milestone in India's partnership with the World Health Organization. The Prime Minister also released the WHO Technical Report on Training in Yoga and the book From Roots to Global Reach, 11 years of transformation in Ayush. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned sine die. With this, the 19-day winter session concluded yesterday. The Lok Sabha was first adjourned sine die, and after that, the Rajya Sabha was also adjourned. In his valedictory address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that the productivity of the House was around 111%. He said a total of 15 sittings of the House took place.
Respected members, now we are towards the end of this 6th session of 18th Lok Sabha. In this session, we had 15 meetings. With all of your support, the productivity of the House was 111%. All the honorable members cooperated in running the House by sitting till late night. For this, I thank you all. The proceedings of the House are adjourned sine die.
Fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has called on the public to share suspected fake news related to the government. Informing this in Rajya Sabha yesterday, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that any complaints or fact-check requests regarding news or information items circulating on matters pertaining to the government may be sent via WhatsApp at 8799711259. By email or through PIB website. Government has launched Bharat Taxi, a cooperative-based mobility initiative aimed at providing a fair, transparent and driver-owned alternative in India's ride-hailing sector. Guided by the vision of the Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation, Amit Shah, the initiative places drivers at the centre of ownership, governance and profit-sharing. The launch of Bharat Taxi was announced on 25th March this year, during a parliament session in response to persistent challenges faced by drivers and commuters. Drivers often grapple with lack of platform ownership, unclear incentive structures, long working hours and absence of social security, while riders face unreliable services, frequent cancellations, surge pricing and limited transparency in fares. In badminton, Satvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty became the first Indian men double duo to reach the semi-finals of Badminton World Federation World Tour Finals 2025 in Hangzhou, China, topping Group B. The top Indian duo defeated world number 2 Malaysia pair Arun Chia and So Wee Yeek in their final group match 17-21, 21-18, 21-15 to secure a place in the top 4. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the first semi-final in Dubai. Chasing a target of 139, India reached the total in 18 overs to register a comfortable win. India will now take on Pakistan in the final on Sunday. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions over Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, Chhattisgarh and Himachal Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.